What's your story, Mayor?
Didn't know she was in anything else. All right. So all the talk of Taylor and Travis. So what happened with Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson? Did you
Holy
guys know
smokes.
That they were a thing?
Oh, yeah.
They
we knew they were a
together.
Thing.
Yeah. They reported romance is in the air with them, but it's now off, according to the latest reports. And they were faking it. They were never really a couple. They were in it for a publicity stunt. Who would have thought? And they were always like flirting on the red carpet because they're promoting
their
new movie.
Wait, I just saw something this morning, and they were together with both sets of kids, his two sons and her two sons.
Oh, that's
you wouldn't bring
picture.
Your kids into a publicity stunt.
What are you reading there, Mary? Where is it coming from?
I was reading something Colin actually sent me, and it was Substack, but I saw that picture, and that was an old picture of them with their kids, because they already are done promoting Naked Gun, so now they say there's been no sightings of them or nothing. It's just
I don't
gone.
I think now they're playing Naked Gun.
Messing with everyone?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They're older. Why would they make it such a big deal? I mean, if they're going to be together, who cares?
I think they're together.
You do?
Oh, no.
Neeson said he told everyone he was madly in love with her on the Today Show.
Oh, he wouldn't do that. Not my Liam.
He did.
No, I know, but I don't think he's making it up.
You know he's 73.
Well,
Liam Neeson and Pamela is 58. Not that that matters anymore, really.
He's Liam Neeson. Look at him.
I know. He still looks great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's off.
Okay, boy, the things you know and then you don't know. What do you know, Steve?
This is complicated, but today is when's the last time you played a good game of rock paper scissors?
I never could play that game.
Today's
Christmas Eve last year, I was doing the show in the studio on Christmas Eve, and Lauren Lapka and Kevin Wells got into rock, paper, scissors over a bottle of bourbon that I'd brought in to gift one of them. And they got serious. Lauren is a serious competitor.
Lauren
even
doesn't like
don't
to
mess
lose
with
anything,
her.
No.
Oh,
the only thing Lauren loses well is her temper.
She did. She was so mad she lost.
Today's rock, paper, and scissors day. Which got me to thinking, I'm thinking, Steve, is there a strategy to rock, paper, scissors? And it turns out there is.
Go rock, rock, rock all the time.
No,
Why?
That's not it. So some Chinese universities actually studied it. And so here's their advice. It's kind of complicated, so stick with me. If you lose the first round, so say you do rock and someone does paper. If you lose the first round, switch to the thing that beats the thing your opponent just played. So if your opponent played paper, you would switch to scissors. If you win, don't keep playing the same thing, but instead switch to the thing that would beat the thing that you just played. So if you played paper, again, you'd switch to scissors.
That's too much thinking in between.
To wit, you win a round with rock against someone else's scissors. They are about to switch to paper. That's their tendency. So you should switch to scissors.
Wow.
Got it?
No. This is why I never play this game.
If a player wins over her opponent in one play, her probability of repeating the same action in the next play is considerably higher than her probability of shifting. So if she wins with paper, she's more likely to play with paper again than one of the others because
Mary, this would be a good time to yawn.
Why is it a she?
To get back at
it's just
you.
The example. I try to use both genders, but so she's saying this is inconceivable. You think
I would do rock every time just to make the opponent crazy.
But you're thinking that I'm gonna do rock, and so I'm gonna do scissors.
Who are you supposed to be?
Who is
he? Talking to just a bit.
That's Wallace Shawn. Is it Wallace Shawn?
Wallace Shawn.
Married.
I don't know who Wallace Shawn is.
The Princess Bride?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's saying that I'm short, but I'm not short. I'm not as tall as he is.
Steve has girls. That's why Princess Bride. Never aired in my house.
My daughter never got into that
movie. That is the best imitation, I think, on this radio station. Ron Brown is still, he's in awe. Look at him. He sits in the rowboat. He goes, inconceivable. No one knows that? Okay, Kevin.
I'm sure people who are listening are just roaring right now.
Or rolling.
What's your story, Kevin?
Do you guys know what movie this is from?
I love gold!
Austin Powers, gold. Gold Power.
Yes.
Gold member.
Nicely done, Mary.
I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's so good. It has nothing to do with my story, but I thought about it because McDonald's is releasing a new special edition gold sauce, a limited time offering with a new sauce. It's a North Carolina barbecue sauce infused with notes of honey, smoke, and mustard. But they've got new items. They've got a new snack wrap. They've got a new sandwich, the Gold McCrispy sandwich featuring the gold sauce.
I love gold.
So it all rolls out September 3rd. I really just wanted to play the clip of Austin Powers' Gold member.
You might think I have gold in my pocket.
Yeah, that's pretty good now.
It is pretty good.
I love that gold sauce. If you go downstairs to that barbecue place and you get the gold sauce, that's the best. I thought that
I
was already a
gold.
Thing.
Oh, smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake.
Oh, Lord. Now everybody's got an accent. Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Super.